We would like to speak to you about spiritual fluidity. It is a great challenge because the way we want things to be is we want to be in a healing mode, which means that we go up the mountain of healing to the top and then we apparently sprout wings at the top and fly on into the universe. However, you are on Earth. You are in a body. And your job is to bring the mountain into your own body so that you can share the path with those around you. And that, of course, in terms of not only the ego, but in terms of the lightness of the spirit, is not what we want. We want to, you have a phrase, we have been cognizant of it, but somewhat upset by it, better and better every day. We heard that once, and we discussed it, actually, in our group. We have a group, too, you see. And talked about the problem with that thinking. Because the truth of it is, you are healing your life in sections. And you are moving up. But it is not in that straight as a bullet kind of way. It is in a circular way. And the circle expands more, and as it does, you actually are moving higher, but you are probably not aware of it. And so here are some things we would like you to be compassionate about. And that is that you understood something completely, and you worked with it in your life, and it worked well, and then you forgot. It is the most human of traits. If we could explain it to you energetically, which might be a little difficult, we would say that here you are in your wheel, and you are on a section of your wheel, and you are working very hard with it, and you are understanding, and you are coming to grips with something, and you are very happy, and then you move to another section of your wheel, and you forget it. And that does not mean that something is wrong. That simply means that there is something else to be learned on this part of the wheel. And then when you have learned what is on this section, what you do is you reach back and gather in the learning from the previous section, so that you have two things now that you understand and that you have integrated. But of course, when you go to the next section of the wheel, you forget again. It is not something that means you are not dedicated or that you have not learned. What it does mean is that the section of the wheel that you are on is going to draw you in. And it is going to say, learn about me. And so when we can stop the criticism for what we have forgotten, and we can say, no, this simply means I need to attend to this part of my wheel. There is something for me to learn here. And if I do not waste my time criticizing myself for what I have temporarily forgotten, then I can learn what is on this part of the wheel. And when I have learned it, I can gather in my learning from the other parts of the wheel and move forward. Now, of course, you do not forget everything. What you have learned is still there. But if you were in a school, let us say, and you learned a great deal of geometry, and you were very good at it, and then you needed to go and work on a farm. It is not that the geometry is gone. It is that what needs to be learned on the farm is about the energy of the earth and how to plant seeds and grow food. One is not better than the other. It is simply another wheel. And again, when you move to a place where geometry is needed, geometry will come back to you. And that is how it is in the life that you are living here on the earth. So rather than say to yourself when you stumble or when you make a misstep, oh, I knew better than that. Of course you did. But you were engaged in a different kind of learning in this part of the wheel. Now, we want to deal with another thing, which is challenging on the human plane. Genuine learning with depth is irritating. It does not mean that it is not rewarding, that it is not worthwhile, but it means that it is change. And change will bring up your fears, and you will find the work that you have to do in this part of the wheel sometimes anger-making. And you may find yourself reactive, and that is simply the way of it. If you left the geometry classroom to go to the farm, you might be very irritated as you were tilling that soil. But you are learning. And as we go around, we gather more and more parts of ourselves together. And what in this segment of the wheel you may have forgotten, you will draw it back in again. So nothing is wasted. And we do not want you wasting any time being critical of yourself for the dropped step or the word that you know better than to speak. We want you to be very cognizant of what it is that you are learning in this portion of the wheel, and have as much patience and respect and compassion for yourself in the learning as you possibly can. So we will speak together a bit about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a wind circling the outside of your body and moving around and moving up and clearing away anything that might have caught in the outside of your field. Feel it moving up. Feel that you are lighter because what has been caught in the field around you has been taken away. Move your attention into your heart center. And see that a flame burns there. And know that it is the flame of your spirit, and it illuminates your heart center. Of the flame shine on any place in your heart that may be afraid. And watch the fear turn to love. Let the flame touch anywhere that may be constricted. And let the light of the flame make you free. free. Look at any part of the heart that may be wounded, and let the flame, the light of the flame, heal the wound. And look at the heart, the part that may be full of joy, and let the flame feed that part of the heart so that there is more joy. And look at the part of the heart that is peaceful, and let the flame illuminate the peace so that there is more of it. And look at the part of the heart that loves, and let the flame increase that love so that there is more of it in your heart. And now see the beautiful circle that is your heart, full of light, full of energy, full of life. See that the flame fills a container, and the light becomes liquid in the container. And feel that light pouring down from your heart into the solar plexus and moving aside all of the emotions that may have visited you in the week. Without judgment, moving out the emotions that are connected to old beliefs which make you less than what you are. Feel those moved away. And let the light pour into your second center. Let that light go to the oldest shame, the very oldest shame. Gather it up, move it out of your body so that there is only the light. Feel the light move into your root. So there is only the light and the power that is in you now, the power to create. And going back to your heart center, feel the light move up into your throat, displacing any word that would make you less than who you really are. And feel it leave your mind, your thoughts. Feel those words leave because they are not sacred and you are. And feel the light move up and into your third eye. And feel the third eye open. And feel the third eye become joyful in what it knows, in what you intuit, in what you see. And feel the light move up into the crown and awaken your knowing that you deserve, that you are loved and cared for, that you are held in safety, in compassion, in wisdom, and feel your crown expanding as it opens, so that there is room for all of that. And feel the golden light coming off your head, the universal light, the light in which you were created, in which you are sustained and supported, the light in which you grow. And feel that light pouring into your crown, flowing into your thoughts, into your intuitive third eye, flowing into your communication center, into your heart, into your solar plexus, and second center, and your root. And know that you are light and you are golden. And feel that energy spread past your body to the field around you. And more expanded. Now, from your heart, see that a path moves out and up, and it is yours and only yours. And you walk gently on that path that lifts you up to a place that is prepared for you. And see that gates open and you walk into this place. And everything you need is there. And everything that makes you alive. Everything that makes you joyful. Everything that makes you safe and secure. And take in the energy in this place. And where there is a place of water, stop and drink the water. And refresh your soul. See that there is a round table and your gift is on that table. Rest the mind and know the gift. Mm-hmm.